into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.
Welcome to the Chew Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, at Posh Pony and Bows. Be sure to check out at Posh Pony and Bows for a 15% discount with the code CHEERBOMB for life. Again, the code is CHEERBOMB, the number 4, life. The discount is good on their entire site through May 6th, which is perfect timing for getting all set for the next season. Welcome to royalty. And now, let's join Marcus and Marisol.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
Episode 14.
Episode 14. Guess what?
Two more to go.
It's World's Weekend.
Is exciting.
I'm so excited.
I'm super excited to watch. This is a first for me. I got the schedule highlighted, you know.
You did?
I did. I was very excited. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement.
I know.
Especially now that we've, you know, I've met some of the people that are competing at Worlds. You know, now that I know about the NCAA curse and everything, I want to see it. I want to experience it. So I'm very excited. I wish everyone the best of luck.
Yes. Your feet, straight legs, feet together and tumbling. You know, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I know that's what your coaches have been saying. So take it up. Now is the time.
It is. It's also tryouts.
I have tryouts this weekend.
Yes.
Sure do.
Lola has tryouts this weekend.
Yes.
And you notice how I said Lola has tryouts this weekend.
And not Marisol.
And not me.
You're not trying out this weekend?
I don't have tryouts this weekend for
So how are you feeling about it?
I feel fine.
Okay.
If you picked up on that sarcasm, it was, we were talking off mic about the Dear Marcuses and Marisols that we've received that we haven't had a chance to record on, and that there's a lot of tryout anxiety, you know, and we've received a lot about that. But funny enough, a lot of the anxiety seems to be coming from the parents and not the cheerleaders. I mean, like a lot of high anxiety. So, you know, I just wanted to throw out an unsolicited piece of advice to everyone. Just, you know, just take a breath, remind yourself you're not competing. Not you. This is your kid's journey. And we're just there to support.
Just root them on. Let them know how well they did. Even if they come out screaming and crying because they feel like they didn't, you know that they did. Yeah. So.
And we wish everyone the best of luck in their tryouts.
Yes.
You know what you know. Just go out and do it.
Do your thing. Sport we love.
So we have a special podcast, and we're going to get to it. We have a very special. We have someone who's actually going to co-host it with us. Yes, and we're going to do our crazy mom cheer stories. Oh my gosh!
I don't think y'all are ready for these.
I still have such conflicted feelings about all of these.
Number one, especially.
All of them. It was
And number 2 and 3
and 4 and 5
and then some of the mini ones that are in between.
Oof. So, but before we get to that, I just wanted to give a little bit about Worlds this weekend.
Yes.
You want to tell our audience about what we're doing for Worlds?
Yes. We have a little game going on. And has to deal with our emojis, so you know what that means. If you don't have them yet, you have to go get them.
Yes. Step one, get the emojis.
Yes.
The game is called Cheer Bomb Go. It's a play on Pokemon Go, and it is for Summit and D2 participants. During Worlds, we have two wonderful cheerleaders.
Yes, from Cheer Athletics, King Cats. We have Allie Weinhout and Mitchell Carter. So if you see them, please go attack them and take a bunch of pictures with them.
They're going to take over our social media, and they're also going to find 7 locations to pose for the 7
emojis. Using our emojis.
Yes, using our emojis to mirror 7 of the body positions, because you'll need to know where to go for our Cheer Bomb Go game.
Yes.
It's a giveaway. Now, Marcus, this when I do something, I do something.
Like all out. All the way out.
So we have 2 giveaways, one for Summit, one for D2, and over $1,000.
Yes.
In prizes. So can I just list some of the prizes?
No, I would love for you to.
Hold on. Do I have my cheetahs on? Yes, I do. Our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sponsor, Posh Pony and Bows, has donated a Posh Pony and Bow for the winners of our giveaway. That's
yes.
A $300 value.
Oh my gosh.
Spirit Box, we are going to do a membership for the winner.
What?
The Cheer Fit Training, they will get a membership. Cheer Music Central is going to give them a 50% off coupon for their gym's cheer music.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Flip Tech Gear is donating a shoulder trainer. Our guest today,
Robert Sienna,
is going to sign a cheer journal.
Yes.
That will be in the giveaway.
Oh my gosh.
We have signed books by Dana Berkey. The winners, the Summit and the D2 Summit winners, will both be December models for Cheer Bomb Calendar.
For Cheer Bomb Calendar 2019.
So they get a photo shoot, they get the blinged out bow, they get a water bottle, which, by the way, are still in back order. Please don't hate us. They're going to get the Cheer Bomb Gratitude Journal. Tell them about this one, the shirt.
Uh-oh. And you will get a signed t-shirt from our guests in season 1 podcast.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right. And this is actually, and of course, they get to come on the podcast.
Yes.
Do a quick interview. But this last part is my favorite part of this giveaway. These 2 winners of this Summit and D2 Summit giveaway for the Cheer Bomb Go game will be able to donate $250 to the charity of their choice.
That is so beautiful.
So the thought of a child mm-hmm. being able to do a little research and find a charity that speaks to them mm-hmm. and us being able to maybe be, you know, the first time that they have that opportunity.
Yes.
Makes me so happy.
That feels so good.
So that is, and then we still have more stuff coming in the pike. So you want to play the game.
Please play the game. This is so awesome.
Okay, so if you're interested in playing the game, we're trying to make it as simple as possible. It's a points game. You collect points by first taking pictures at these specific locations.
Or with special people.
And there's points values. And we just want to make it fun. We want you to find someone from a different team, take a picture with them. We want you to take a picture of the coach, take a picture of their friend, take a picture of their stunt group. There's going to be, I don't want to say 1,000, but there's going to be a lot of ways to get points. And we want it to be something that parents can do with their kids. You can participate together. Parents, go to our website. Make sure to subscribe because you would want the email description of the game with all the details.
Yes.
So subscribe to our email or shoot us your email on Instagram or Facebook and we'll make sure to add you. Everyone needs to double check their spam sometimes
when
you first sign up. But yeah, that's our giveaway.
That is so awesome. I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait to see all these pictures.
It's going
to
be so much fun. It's really simple. They keep track of their own points. There's going to be a sheet that they can, you know, if they see a character and take a picture with them, that could be points, and you add up your points. Excuse me. We'll verify the points. And the winners get these amazing prizes.
Boom, 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 and boom, boom.
The dates fall from Wednesday to Sunday. So you can start playing the Wednesday before Summit, and the game ends Monday. It'll all be
in our email.
In the email and the rules and regulations. And we'll try to post that also on all our social media so you can find it easy enough. I think you'll have a lot of fun. I'm hoping. That's my hope, my
That's
intention.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. So how are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good?
Good, good, good. Living the dream, literally. I'm a bit sore.
Oh, from your
trying my
April challenge?
Yeah. But that's good. Being sore is good. It means you did something did something right.
We pick our winner tomorrow.
We announce our winner tomorrow.
We announce our winner tomorrow.
Ooh. So. Well, on Wednesday, because this is Tuesday. So by the time you hear this, we will already have a winner.
Okay. Yeah. See, you're already a pro at podcasting. My mom's corner this week is personal journey. I don't know if you saw on Kennedy Thames, I think it was her stories. She posted the date of her surgery. And it just got me to thinking about her journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, from when we first interviewed her to her last season, you know, going to world, like just what she must be going through. And then I kind of was thinking about my personal journey in life. And, you know, we talked with TJ and others that this whole cheerleading thing is more than Summit. It's more than D2. It's more than Worlds. It's a journey. So that's kind of what I talk about.
I love that.
A little chat. So check that out.
Check it out. Mom's Corner.
In her website. But really, I mean, we just need to get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear us. They want to hear.
You know who they want to hear. We have, I'm so excited, a two-time world champion, Robert Sienna. How's it going?
So good. So good. Thank you for having me on here.
No, thanks for joining us. This is so exciting. If you couldn't tell.
Well, you were our most requested male.
Like from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So your fans have been repeatedly. Before we start, I do have a, remind me to ask you a question about being a famous social media influencer. Okay. But before that, let's tell the moms out there who might not know who he is. Because
yes, some people do need a formal introduction.
Well, you are a huge YouTube star.
Yeah, so pretty much everything started on YouTube. Whenever I was 17, I had pretty much been cheering for since I was 7 years old. So I was 10 years into cheerleading, and I had made the decision to move across the country and to join the California All-Stars to be on their team, SMOED. And whenever this happened, it just so happened to be that Awesomeness TV was following SMOED just to do the very first ever cheer docuseries that would be on YouTube. And they pretty much just got my entire journey from before I was on the team to me joining the team and then me being on the team, me struggling, my ups, my downs, and then eventually, you know, the whole entire team winning worlds and the whole journey that it took. So that's how my name really blew up and how people started following my story.
That is so cool.
That's an amazing story.
Where did you tell the world where you came from?
So pretty much I was born in Virginia, born and raised Southern Virginia below Richmond. And I was there for literally my entire life until I was 17 and then have been on the road since.
Where'd you cheer in Virginia?
In Virginia, I was on Fame All-Stars.
Fame.
Oh, I love that name.
Love Fame.
What would you...
Yes.
So would you say you're most famous for being a cheerleader? Or because I, when I learned about you, when I did your stalked you a little on social media because I stalked him. I have not stalked our guest. I haven't stalked any of our guests. This one I was stalking. Like he's like off to Australia. I'm like, let me know
special.
When you get back. But would you say you're more so YouTube?
That all came after cheerleading. So cheerleading is what blew me up. And after that, I did kind of run with the opportunity of, hey, I could be a YouTuber. I never really fully committed to being a everyday life YouTuber posting 3 times a week. I tried, but honestly, that takes so much energy to be recording, editing, posting, and then coming up with all the ideas. That's a full-time job itself. So
literally,
I try to post just like, you know, whenever I can.
Well, I enjoyed it. There's, I will say, do you do a lot of YouTube, Marcus? Do you watch a lot of YouTube?
Here and there. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to say yes.
So I'm going to say there's like a generational divide here because I watch YouTube to watch videos about something that broke in my house.
Yeah, so the YouTube series and stuff and like the YouTubers are mainly followed by you know, the younger generation of the 12-year-olds, even younger, like 7 to 15, I think is
that
the
market. Biggest
role. Even 5-year-olds. I mean, the 5-year-olds got their iPads now and they're just sitting there swiping through videos all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in it.
Well, the YouTube star though, especially I believe in California, it's totally different than other parts of the country. Like,
I believe that
YouTube stars, from what I, and you correct me, Robert, if I'm wrong, but there's like, they're on billboards there. They're literally famous in
multi-millions of subscribers and followers. Like they're pretty much, they're celebrities. Like they're just like your movie stars. But I think that YouTubers are more personal because people tune in to see their everyday life and who they are, not just like, you know, people
like
following
a movie
actors.
Or a TV show.
Yeah. And that's a world that
I
don't.
So interesting.
I don't have that. Like, I don't follow anyone on YouTube to watch. That's the, you know, but my daughter does. My 12-year-old does. And, you know, when a couple months ago or whatever, when there was some YouTuber did something silly and girls were, you know, distraught because, I don't know, someone. You know who I'm talking about? Logan?
I think so.
Or
Paul. What happened.
I don't even know. But that's when I realized it was a totally different world. Like, it was something so on in their world, and it was I was totally oblivious
over your head.
To. So, as a YouTube personality, how... Because I enjoyed watching your stuff. First of all, it made me realize how much energy you have. Like, you just have a natural amount of energy.
Too much for my own good sometimes. It's always leaking.
But it also is a great way to, like, just profile who you are.
Yeah.
You know, the show, you don't seem nervous at all in any of your videos that I watched.
Sometimes I'm nervous. Like, whenever it's just me trying to videotape you know, just it's a camera and me in a room together and nobody else. It is kind of like, oh, this is awkward. Like, this is kind of weird. But I don't know. I try to just let my energy take over. And sometimes it comes across. I mean, I don't know if it comes across if I'm nervous, but I can tell when I'm nervous. But yeah, I'm just a people person. I just talk, and my editing, I like to think, is pretty good. So I can cover up any awkward moments with some good music and some sound effects.
So you do your own editing also?
Yeah, I edit everything on my own.
What? Yeah. That is so cool.
I watched the there was one I want to say it was NCA, the one where you wore the jacket. I think you were modeling for Rebel. Was that NCA?
Yeah, my Dallas vlog.
Okay, yeah, your Dallas one. I was like, he has a bigger production value than I do.
Like, yeah, wow. I went full out with my editing. It takes me a couple of days usually to edit just like a 3-minute video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
well,
really?
I, you know, for moms out there, if you've never really understood this whole YouTube thing, I think you would be a great introduction to that world because it's fun, it's interesting, and you can understand what your kids are watching.
Yes, and I do try to make sure that my videos are children friendly, family friendly, really, because whenever I go around and I do my camps, I do end up talking to a lot of the athletes and parents that, you know, have watched my videos, and they tell me that they play it on their living room TV. And whenever I started hearing that, I was like, okay, I really need to make sure that this is like fully appropriate for every age group. So I really try hard to maintain that.
Yeah, I definitely got the family friendly. The one that I was a little grossed out was when you were making shakes with Gabby Butler.
The smoothie challenge.
And they were like mixing up, and it was just some foul, like I'm like, ooh.
And yeah, so gross. Sardines and M&Ms and no. Mayo.
No, I would walk away.
Yeah, that's why I have a podcast.
No, I would fail.
It's a challenge.
I would fail hard.
And that's why I have a podcast.
We tried. We tried to drink it all, but we didn't drink it all, though.
That's funny. So you seem, I think one of the things that I'm really excited to ask you about is, from what I can tell, outsider perspective looking in, you've taken a very successful cheer life and created a career for yourself.
Absolutely.
And not only a career, but Marcus, the kind of career that I wish I could go back in a time machine and create for myself. You just got back from Australia.
Yes, yes, I did. I love Australia. It's one of my favorite countries ever. I didn't want to come back.
Oh. So tell us how you, like, what is that like? Because there's so many people out there that I think want to continue in some way in this cheer industry, even after they've aged out. And I think they don't know how, you know.
That's the biggest thing right there. Like they don't know how, so they don't try. It's mm-hmm. really it's a leap of faith, because society says, what is life after cheer? Once you're a cheerleader, even cheerleaders say that after you're done, after you age out, then what? Well, then what is whatever you want it to be? Do you want to give back to the community? Do you want to do choreography? Like for me, I was making up cheer routines on my trampoline whenever I was 8 years old. It's just something that I would do with my friends. My mom babysat a bunch of kids, so I would, if they were on the trampoline with me, they had to be learning the routine. That's just how, that's what it was. That's the rules of the trampoline at my house. We ended up getting two trampolines, though, because that rule was excessive, and I took over the entire trampoline all the time. But, you know, choreography is something I've always loved, and it's something that's fun for me, and it's not really work. And I remember back in 2014, I was talking to a lot of my mentors, just, you know, what do I do now? Like, I'm aging out. And they were all telling me, go to college. And absolutely, I support that. I get that. Like, I see that that's where most people would go logically after high school, go to college. But for me, I knew I had a platform that I was sitting on. And if I have all of this at my fingertips and I don't do anything with it, I just feel like that's like God giving me all these tools to create something, and me just digging a hole, throwing all the tools in there and burying it and mm-hmm. moving on. And for me, I couldn't get myself to sign up for college and commit myself to one area to be tied down 5-6 days a week to classes. That's just not a life that I really could see for myself. So I took the leap of faith and did what no other cheerleader in my position has done, and put out my email that I was booking camps, and then got a manager to just, you know, like an admin to make sure that every email was taken care of professionally, and, you know, responding just with the right wording, because hello, I didn't go to college. Like, I do jack up my English a lot. I'm from the South. I make up my own words, and, you know, I need somebody who's professional, who can deal with professional people in a professional way. So I just gave that job to my admin, and she does a phenomenal job with that. And she makes sure that I have all of the insurances, because a big issue that USASF actually has with a lot of us young athletes going around doing camps is that we're just not properly insured, and we don't have the right credentials. And of course, the second that I realized that was an issue, I went and got my USASF credentials, level 1 through 5 for tumbling and stunting, and then got all of my insurances and making sure that I was getting all the correct work visas whenever I go abroad, just to cover myself. My manager did all of that, but
wow,
you know, that's why you get managers. And taking it to the professional level that cheerleading is slowly getting better at, because I feel that the industry is a little bit unprofessional a lot of the times, actually. And to be professional with as much as you can be, at least if you can be professional with it, it just takes it to that next level and set me apart from everybody else who was trying to do what I was doing. But yeah, I do believe it's just the leap of faith. If follow your heart, truly, like if you're passionate about something in cheerleading, if you love to tumble, go give back to the community and be a tumble coach. You will actually learn more about tumbling by teaching it. If you like choreography, start by, you know, do some community service, go volunteer at a local school and tell them that you'll do their routine. See how good you are at it before you start trying to make a career out of it. See if you like it. And if you like it, then start booking jobs slowly. Like, nothing has to happen like huge in the snap of a finger. Like, it's a slow process. Luckily, I was on a platform. I could just put out an email. People were interested and it was kind of all worked out. I give it all to God because he made that whole thing happen for me. He's the one who set the stars in the right place to make sure that I was, you know, at that spot whenever I got the opportunity to be on SMOED for all of this to happen. And then Awesomeness TV covering the whole thing. Like, that was just a huge blessing. And I'm forever grateful that I was there for all of that.
I think that's beautiful. I think it's wonderful that you give gratitude that way. But I'm going to say, as an adult and as a businesswoman, I mean, there's a couple like diamond nuggets in what he said, which mm-hmm. is first the leap of faith.
Yes.
Everything I have found, my success has always happened outside my comfort zone. If I'm comfortable, I'm not challenging myself.
You can't grow in your comfort zone. Mm-mm. You can polish in your comfort zone. You can really work on your craft.
You can practice. You can get better. But growth, mm-hmm. growth and the big happens outside. So I thought that was beautiful. And then also it was the having faith in yourself, because that's something everyone, and I love this about cheerleading, because I feel when these girls teams come out, they have that confidence is
they
right
do.
There. And they've felt it. They know what it is. So take that and take that into whatever you're going to do as you grow up, you know, as you go older. That emotion, that feeling can serve you for the rest of your
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
But I do.
A lot of things that I see too is that in our industry, a lot of people, they talk negatively about themselves to themselves. So I like to make sure that I tell everyone who I cross whenever I'm coaching them is, you know, it's okay to be a self-critic and to be really hard on yourself, but you have to give yourself a pat on the back and look at where you're at in your journey and see how far you've come and reward yourself for that. Celebrate yourself getting better and your growth and, you know, be happy about it. Don't constantly talk bad about yourself. Like, I'll never get this skill. My feet will never get together. My skills will never be as my tumbling skills will never be as prettier as this person's. Like, don't compare yourself. Like, we're all on our own journey.
Yeah. And I'm a big believer in words. Like, I'm a writer. So words mean, you know, and like Lola today, where she was talking about her tryouts, and that's my daughter. And she was saying, she was kind of describing to me, she's shaky on one of her skills that she wants to have for tryouts. And I was like, you know what? Be very careful with the words you just use. Mm-hmm. You got to believe you can do it. You got to believe you have it. You have it. So, like, your thoughts are so important. And if you know, positive thoughts about yourself, like you said, rewarding yourself, focusing on the positive versus the negative. That is huge. Life skill.
He said, celebrate yourself. I love that.
Celebrate yourself.
I love that.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
And that comes across, I think, if you watch his YouTube video.
Yes.
And I love
that. I constantly look back on videos and I'm like, oh my God, was I really that excessive? And, you know, but I don't regret it. Like, I don't look at myself. I used to talk like negatively to myself, like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're crazy. Like, you need to tone down. And it's like, no, I don't need to tone down. There's just a time and place for everything. There's a time to be worked up. There's a time to be extra, extra, and it's okay. But then there's times where, yes, be a little bit mindful, like tone down a tiny bit, but still be yourself. Don't ever lose yourself and your integrity of who you are. That's the biggest thing. Stay true to yourself.
Oh, that is beautiful. Say that one more time for the people in the back.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Be yourself. I agree. I totally agree. Okay. Okay, Robert, tell us about your book.
So, pretty much I've always wanted to come up with a standard kind of guide for cheerleading. And if, whenever I go around to do camps, I work with some programs, and usually I spend about a week time at a program and I work with all of their teams. I really get to know the owners, the coaches, and it gets really fun and personal. I came across this one gym whenever I was in Canada, and they already had this company called Cheer Journal. And it was just a standardized journal that kind of went through the very basics of cheerleading. I mean, it was just a fun, interactive thing that was cute, and nobody had ever done it before. And I loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing. But of course, there was a lot of things that I would have done differently with it. And I told them that. So whenever I said that, they said, okay, we're going to make the next one, and we're dedicating it to you. And your face will be all over it. You can put all of your information in it that you want, and yep, that's how we're going to do it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, a lot of people talk that they're going to do things, but these people literally within 4 months of them saying that had the book published, 5,000 of them already ordered and on our front doorstep. But the book is pretty much it goes from the very beginning of it. It's a skill tracker. So it's, you have to check it out. Go to www.cheerjournal.com. It's so much. I can't even hit everything that's in the book just in this one small little conversation. But it goes through level 1 to level 5 skills with silhouettes of every single skill from the basics of level 1 all the way to doing standing fulls and double fulls in level 5. On each page.
Can I just interject, Robert, because I'm a new mom 3 years into cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
And I have for 3 years been begging for something. Like, I ordered a book on Amazon.
I still have it.
That is a joke. They had pom-poms.
And it is probably maybe like 20 pages.
Did not explain level one. I just wanted a resource so that when my daughter was talking, I could know what the heck she was talking about. Mm-hmm. Could not find it. And I said to Marcus, I was like, that's an opportunity there. So good on you for finding it. And I know a lot of new moms listen to this to try to get an idea about mm-hmm. cheerleading. Go. Where do you want them to go, Robert?
www.cheerjournal.com.
Cheerjournal.com.
But that's just one part of the book. And on each page, it's one skill on each page. So, for example, on the level one page, on one of the pages, there's a handstand. And there's a silhouette of, you know, a couple different people going the steps of a handstand. So there's them going into the handstand, them actually in the handstand and coming back down. It's just a black silhouette. But what we did was we made it more modern. So at the bottom of each skill page, there's a QR code. And you can scan the QR code and it actually takes you to a video of me doing the skill and demonstrating it. So because, you know, silhouettes, yes, they give you the general idea, but a silhouette's not going to have the perfect technique. So it takes you to a video of me doing the skill, and it can really just show them, this is the skill and this is what it should look like. Bam. So very modern, very new. But that's just the very first part. I mean, it's so awesome because on each skill page too, there's three little check boxes. That's one of them say the date started working on it, the date that you need it by, and then the date that you got it. And your coach actually signs off on each of those things whenever you do it. And then for each cheerleader, you know, we all need different corrections. Like, I may need to get my toes together more and shrug through my shoulders, while somebody else needs to squeeze their butt and their core more. So there's a little section on each skill page that a coach can go in and write whatever they need to do for that specific cheerleader. And then there's a tip from me printed on each page as well. So there's tips all over the place. You can really keep track of your progress. And, you know, in 10 years from now, who knows, if you ever want to look back and find out when did I get my tuck? Oh, well, you got it on this date on this year. And here's your sign off from the coach.
No, that's sweet. It's like, you know, like when kids have the scrapbooks, when they go back and look. My kids,
it's
always.
It's just like a scrapbook. Yeah. It's a scrapbook interactive journal.
Perfect. But then
yeah, I mean, it's so much. You know, it goes through concussions. There's pictures. It's colorful. It talks about, you know, what to eat on competition day. There's people like Debbie Love, she has contributed her warm-ups. So her tumbling warm-ups in there. Callie Seitzer submitted a bunch of flying techniques, the do's and don'ts of flying. And then I submitted a bunch for bases and back spots. And there's tips for all of it. And it's colorful. It's fun. And then there's an all about me section that a psychologist actually submitted all the pages for that, that she gives to her patients so they can learn about themselves. And it goes from your name, your birthday, whatever, to your best friends. It asks a bunch of questions. There's a lot. There's coloring in it. There's cheer crossword puzzles in it. There's design a bow, design a uniform in it. It's super fun. It's a full planner, and a 12-month planner in it as
that
well.
That would be an amazing gift for cheerleaders for their birthday or for Christmas. Like, I'm always trying to figure out what to get Miss Lola.
So cool.
That's a great idea.
I love
idea.
That. Congratulations. That is beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, that
yes,
is...
Yes, and I mean... The best part is what I like to do is do it by big gym orders. And we put a custom sticker for each gym on the front cover. So it wouldn't say Fierce Robert Sienna Cheer Journal. It would say, you know, Cheer Athletics Cheer Journal or Cheer Extreme Cheer Journal. And it would have their logo on it so they can give it to all of their kids with their registration package and their practice gear right in the beginning of the year. So, you know, you get your gear, you get your bow, you get your cheer journal, you get this, and, you know, just to start off your season, your new shoes, everything. Here it is.
Wow.
And it's just kind of it's a new standard.
I love that. Best practices.
That's
love
awesome.
It.
That is so awesome.
Congratulations. I think you seem to be killing it as this entrepreneur
post
cheerleader life. I personally would love
thank
to
you.
Have your career. So congratulations. And
yeah, like I said, there's so much in that book. Like you have to really just check it out and get one to
awesome.
To really to appreciate it, because it's something that you will be able to keep forever and look back on like a yearbook, but for cheerleading.
Oh, sweet.
Cheerjournal.com, guys.
I love that. I love that idea. That's a great idea. Congratulations. That's a great idea.
Thank
you.
That is
awesome.
Okay. So we are going to put you on the spot, and we're going to join you. You're going to join us on a Dear Marcus in Marisol. So
okay.
This is our advice column. Oh, that's the wrong one. Hold on. And I haven't told you this one. I might have sent it to you, Marcus, but all right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Subject. Whew. Politics and Coaches. Freaking love you guys. I have a question that I wanted to ask. There is a coach at our gym who is very, very political. We live in Pennsylvania and our gym is smack in the middle. I learned not to discuss politics and religion in public. He obviously did not learn. Since the election, he has made it very clear on his Facebook and in conversation that he is a big supporter of one side. Recently, my kid drove with him and two other girls from the gym to a competition, and they were exposed to his political views. I'm not particularly political, and I want my kids to think for themselves, so I'm not particularly concerned about him having different opinions than me or even exposing her to his. But based on what was playing on the radio and the discussion that was had, the discussion was less than thought-provoking, but a hate speech. Those are strong words.
Wow.
It's been bothering me for weeks. Should I say something? Let it go. Tryouts are in a few weeks, and I'm pretty sure she'll be on his team next year. I don't want to deal with this all year long. Independent in Pennsylvania. All right, I'll drop out here and let you two handle that one.
Okay.
Well,
that's a light one for you, Robert.
Yes.
Well,
I'm
I'll
not
go
choosing
ahead.
Any political sides, but I can definitely give advice.
I will go ahead and say I don't talk about politics with anybody.
Yeah, but, we never have talked politics.
Yeah, I understand it, and like I watch the news, and like if it's not on Facebook it didn't happen, but I just don't.
You don't bring it to the gym, certainly.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Never.
No, this is. I'm here to cheerlead.
Cheerleading is a place to get away from the real world.
Yeah, that's my happy place.
Well, that's a parent.
Yes.
What did she sign? It was a parent that signed this independent in Pennsylvania. All right, so this is my advice is I wish we lived in a world where we could talk politics and religion, because those are two big things that
yes.
we would love to be able to converse about. We are nowhere near that. And when I say we, I'm saying collectively.
as a country together.
As a country, we are as
political. Way too touchy.
Yeah, we are as political as I have ever in my life experienced. Mm-hmm. I literally tuned into the news on Friday and tuned out after 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I was like, okay, I'm out.
I just mute it in my ears. Like, I have selective hearing. It's a skill that I've, done very well growing up. And I can just tune it out. If somebody's talking about something that I know is toxic and something that can really take over my mind for the day, I just stop listening. I put myself in a different happy spot. Look out the window, focus on the beautiful day that's outside, focus on the flowers that are on the highway. Look at the animals that are flying in the sky. Like, completely tune out of it, because you can listen to it, but you don't have to hear it. Like, mm-hmm. It can be noise.
Or you can hear it and not listen to it, not take it to heart. Yeah. Yeah.
Virginia grammar. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you meant. I used to be super uber political before I'm talking when my babies, who are now 16, were infants. I had them in like political onesies that I would make for them, and I don't make anything. I had that minivan with all the stickers in the back, and I was that one. And this happened to me about 8 years ago. Is I realized that it really didn't matter who won. My particular life didn't change really either way.
You're right.
The same stuff kept happening. The same fights kept happening. I kept paying the same amount in taxes. Yeah. And I have been slowly working my way to realizing that this is my personal belief. Anything I see right now in world news, on the news, like not the world news, on 24-hour news channels, does not serve me. Does not inform me, does not educate me. it just angers me. So I, a couple years ago, took that out of my life. Like, I tune in enough to know what's going on in the world. I know who I trust for my sources. Mm-hmm. And I don't really discuss it. I mean, my friends can tell you who I was, 15 years ago to now. I don't discuss it. I have posted on my personal Facebook pages, I have ranted. And lately, I would say the last time I did that, I realized, I said to myself, that's the last time I'm going to do that, because it didn't matter what I posted. My comment section blew up and people just took sides.
Yeah.
And no one was, all I did was spew out anger, and anger just spewed out in my comment section. So I'm trying to work on not being political on my Facebook.
I feel that.
But certainly, I don't bring it to the gym.
No.
I mean, I can't even imagine a coach. Why would it even come up? Yeah, you're going to competition with, listen to the Cheer Bomb podcast.
Yeah, that's just, it shouldn't even be brought in the gym. At the end of the day, it shouldn't be discussed. But if it is being discussed, I would just say don't listen to it, and don't let it intoxicate your well-being.
Yeah. And this is the mom. And I think the mom is trying to project it's not bothering me, but it's obviously bothering you.
Yeah.
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 So
I would totally say, mention something to the coach.
Really? Well,
yeah, or just to the owner. Go to the owner of the gym.
Or go to the owner of the gym.
And just say how you feel.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I guess the coach is bringing it up. I'm paying. I don't know. There's a lot of different. I wish we lived in a world where we could have conversations, but we're so not there.
No. Either talk to that coach or talk to the owner, but if you're not going to say anything, don't expect anything to change, because nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah.
It all starts with a conversation.
It all starts with a conversation. Well, so, all right, no politics in the gym. That would be my advice to just anyone universally.
Yes.
And the thing is, we all know. I kind of feel like we all kind of know, but we don't want to know. We don't,
mm-hmm.
It's like,
it's not even something that you can really joke about either. Like, it's just, it's easier just to not even speak it.
You, yeah. That is right. You are so right.
All right. So are we excited to talk, break down the crazy cheer mom stories?
Yes.
Oh my God, these are crazy. Okay, so let me explain how I did this. I did, there was a trend. As they were coming in, these crazy moms could fall into one of these categories. So I decided I really didn't want to shame anyone. I didn't want anyone to know who I was talking about. And I kind of feel that a lot of these sounded exactly the same, just at different locations over different years. So it's sort of like a spectrum of crazy moms within a spectrum. So, number five. And so you tell me as a coach or as cheerleaders if either of you have ever run into one of these.
Okay.
So number five is the My Child is a Star crazy cheer mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
In this category, we've had mothers who gave up their job to take over their daughter's social media.
Oh, I don't know.
6, 7-year-old. I don't even think she had a back handspring.
She better have the prettiest cartwheel in the world.
Start a GoFundMe account to then support the cheerleading.
I've seen a couple of those.
Really?
Yeah.
For the parents. Oof. The parents are doing it for their kid?
Well, yeah. This one, these are examples. These moms, one of them gave up her job. One of them started a GoFundMe account. One to the point that she became homeless.
No, oh, stop.
No, that's not even the worst one. The worst one lost her child in custody to a host family. She was traveling, not for cheer, for more for the modeling of it, from one thing to another, cross state lines, racking up bills, pulling the child out of the school, and got the child into a host family because that gym was centrally located to stardom, I guess. Hmm. and then the host family became suspect of this mother's involvement and or how this mother was parenting this cheerleader, and eventually ended up losing custody of her child.
Wow.
What?
So, and that's
that's number five?
That's number five.
Lost custody of her child, all trying to be a famous cheer mom.
Not even, like, that's a whole level of crazy cheer mom, because this isn't about getting your child to be on a world, like, saying your child is that good of an athlete, you know, that mm-hmm. we're trying to pursue a world ring. We're saying she's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we're trying to get her to be a X model, you know?
Wow.
What?
They're just, you have to have the right intentions in this sport. Like, if you're going in with the intentions of trying to be famous, like you're not going to get that far. Like,
yeah.
At all. You're walking on thin ice because there's a million other people trying to do it as well. And you're just going to fall through and drown. That's just what's going to happen.
Well, and the thing is, I don't think anyone at 6 or 7, unless you're Shirley Temple, really gets famous. You know what I mean? Or Ellen, yeah. Whoever those girls are on Ellen. But you don't even know who you are at 6. You're a sponge. You're
literally
a sponge just collecting.
Some of them are dry sponges.
And they're just collecting all this craziness. I'm not saying that your child is not a star, but like Robert said, if your intention is you're trying to make them a star, that has nothing to do with cheerleading. And I think this can be found in Dance Moms or, you know, Little League.
I mean, if they want to look at the quote unquote famous cheerleaders, they're not famous for their mom running them around, doing all of that. It's their journey, their love, their passion for the sport shines through their eyes just while they're walking in their uniform. It's something that's coming from within that really creates the stars. It's not somebody else doing it for them.
Yes. And I think the modeling / cheerleading thing, you see it at a very young age with these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that's mom driven, more than the girls. All right. Well, that's only number five.
That's number five.
Wow. Number four. I put these moms in this category of mean mom on steroids. Okay. So I'm this, we've had moms who have just yelled, just gone either up or down. I've heard it described both ways into and just started screaming at teams, coaches, other moms. I had this one. I had a question about seats because we have rows of seats where we can watch during practice, but yeah. I guess at some gyms there's like priority seating or seating's like a really big deal.
Really?
Oh my God. I've never seen that. Have you ever?
No.
Okay. Well, this one came in.
You better sit in your car and let the kid have their moment. Okay.
This was a group of moms. I want to say it was in California. So I was kind of hoping.
So there, Robert, if this, there if were this sounds familiar.
Seat. I've never heard of a thing.
There were seats and they wanted to sit at the seats and they were getting there earlier and earlier. So these specific moms would have these seats so that they would get there hours before their child was at practice.
To have a seat.
Yes.
Wow.
You better bring your own. Bring your lawn chair.
Wow.
Moms, y'all need to chill.
Turning other moms against each other.
Oh, I've definitely seen it.
You've seen that?
I've seen everything that you're really talking about. I've seen it. I mean, I just don't get it. The crazy cheer moms are the ones I think that are just living really through their kid in a competition with the other moms.
Oh, yeah.
Who's better? And if my daughter's better, then I'm better. Like, it's not about who's better. Like, we come back to that full circle of stop comparing yourself. Like, don't compare your daughter to somebody else's. Don't compare your life to anybody else's life. Like, live your life. Be your best.
Yeah. Unlike this mean mom who slept with another mom's ex-husband.
Oh. I'm totally. Oh my God!
Have you seen that one too?
I've heard different types of stories, but yes, that's a kind of a common thing.
So this one I didn't understand. So this one, maybe you two could help me with this one. This one showed me screen grabs of text. You know. This mom was trying to get her team, was trying to fix the team to, you know, get girls kicked off the team to bring in girls into that team. Now, I have a question about it.
Okay.
How is that even possible? Do moms have any say in a team?
No.
Are they delusional?
Yes.
In a professional cheer gym, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They have absolutely no say. Because they're not the coach. It's all the coaches that have the final say in everything, not the cheer moms. The cheer moms are there to cut the check and drop the kid off.
Write that check.
That's it.
And bring your kid on time.
And support. Support every decision that the coach is making for your child and the team. That's it.
Insane. Okay. All right. Ready for number three?
Yes. These are awesome. Y'all are crazy and I love it.
This one I compiled and just titled it The Pathological Liar.
Ooh.
These are moms who have lied about their wealth, their level of education, what gyms their kids have gone to or been at. And then I just wrote everything.
just everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
That one.
There's been moms that can't pay their bill. I've heard these stories. I haven't seen it firsthand, but this is what I've heard from gym owners, that some parents will come in saying that they can't pay for their bill that month, whatever, but they're rolling up in a brand new Mercedes.
Right.
And it's like, okay, like, where's the priorities?
You have some type of funds.
They don't understand the word budget.
No. Oh,
budget, yes. Girl, me too. Me too. I'm still learning that word.
I will say that I have heard of a situation where the mom said that her daughter like couldn't come to a practice because she was like filming something with like Prince. like artist formerly known as Prince. And I,
it was a lie.
My, I mean, I still ain't seen nothing.
Is but he I dead? Guess
yes, he did pass away. But this was before he passed.
I've experienced pathological liars, not in the, well, yeah, in the cheer world, but this person actually falls into a different category. But I've known pathological liars in other areas of my life, mm-hmm. that it's just sad. It's so sad because you're like, you know, everything they're saying is a lie. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I just kind of look at them. And I'm like, I don't know what happened to you or who didn't love you right. I don't say this out loud.
But you should.
But yeah, I'm thinking it. Yeah, I'm just thinking it. Like, you know, they're trying. Everyone wants to be seen. I think when you get to the point where you're lying like that, I knew someone who lied about their level of education, and as they were getting promoted, this was in Europe, this was in England, and it got, you know, came to head that she had lied. I mean, she just was embarrassed. I mean, she was an educator, and just lost everything, you know. And no. Then, like, yeah, I was just so ugh.
You can't take it too far, guys.
So, yeah, and then I know a lot of people have lied about wealth, you know, that's just like,
I just like to make it look like I have money. I don't.
I just want money in my bank account. That's the only thing that matters.
Please.
Retweet.
Okay. This one, number two, two and one, just one, two is probably the saddest one for me. And this one I have experienced personally, which is the crazy mom who has faked a terminal illness.
Yes.
That's some crazy.
I've never witnessed that personally.
That's too far.
That's a little bit extra.
There's actually five that have written in.
Wow.
That who different parts of the country, not one gym or anything, who fake cancer.
What?
Let's just take a minute. Yeah, fake cancer, different types of cancer. And they all had similar, you know, stories. They come into the gym, you know, gym owners feel sorry for them. Everyone's taking care of the kid, helping out, being good, you know, because most people are good. Most people are good.
And that's what we want to see.
And they're, this one had made up a dead husband and one made up a dead sibling.
What?
Yes. And one was described as her life sounded like a country music song. Just every week something new happened.
No.
Terminal illness. That one is, I mean, come on. That was, remember when I did the podcast, I said I was starting to get like, it was triggering me a little bit. That's when I started getting, like, when I got one of those, I was like, really? Like, and like I said, everyone wants to be seen, but dang. Like, and
yeah.
What are those kids?
I just think
about those kids.
They have no chance. That is so wild.
This happened to me.
I have no comment to that, to be honest.
This one happened to me. This one, I took in a cheerleader. This is itty bitties. She stayed with me. It was supposed to be for like 2 days. We were hosting a thingy at the house, and she ended up staying for like a week. And I quickly realized that the mother was insane. Like, I did. But I was still compassionately nice because I realized she was insane.
Yeah.
And I felt,
don't get on her bad side.
Yeah, I felt badly for her child. But I knew she was lying to me because she had left her child in my care. And when I called, you know, the hospital after like the third day, no one under that name.
No.
Mm-mm. Then it was this whole thing, like, how far do I take? I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how far to take it. Anyway, long story short, it was all resolved. And I didn't even have to say anything. I never told anyone. Because that happened at the beginning of the cheer year. Mm-hmm. I never said a word, Marcus, to anyone. I didn't say anything. I might have said stuff to a couple of the moms, you know, like, can you believe this? But I didn't, and it all came to light on its own. That's the one thing. Lies always come to light on their own. You don't have to, I always tell people, when people talk crap about you, just keep on going and just be who you are, because all that will eventually come to light. So,
absolutely.
So, dear moms, don't fake cancer, because that's really just the lowest denominator.
Yeah, that is too far.
Too far.
Too deep.
All right. So I'm going to try to end this on a funny note. See, I told you, it goes ugly, doesn't it? It's like, I don't know how this one's going to go. All right. The number one, I call it the one with the gun. And this one comes out of Texas. Gotta love Texas.
Texas.
So,
oh God.
And I didn't understand if this is in 1 year, the way it was written to me. This is only one. This isn't a composite of a lot of moms. This is one mom. The mom did not tell the husband how much cheerleading was costing and began to run up debt. From the likes of it, she wasn't working. She ran up $40,000 in debt, in credit card debt.
Wow.
When said husband came home, I shouldn't laugh. It's horrible. I don't know how it came to head, said daddy of cheerleader grabs his gun. That sounds like a country music song right there.
That's right there.
And then he goes to the gym. He takes the gun to the gym.
What?
Yep. Loses it at the gym. They called the police, and apparently it was like a whole SWAT had to come into in the parking lot of the gym.
Wow.
No one was hurt, no one was shot, but he went nuts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no one should go nuts and take a gun to a gym, but $40,000 in debt. But why would he get angry with the gym? That's
not,
the part.
How many the person that's swiping the card.
Right. I mean, really?
How many pairs of Infinities? She bought like Team Infinity.
I prefer Rebel Ruthless, but yeah.
We just got Rebel Ruthless for Lola for her birthday. I don't know.
They look really good, by the way.
$40,000. I was wondering this because I know how much.
She bought the whole team in a uniform.
Well, $40,000.
Mm.
All I can think of is if it's one of those gyms where you're going air travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope that's in like
a career,
like four seasons, and no. The dad just like didn't know about it.
How do you I don't know, but yeah, the one with the gun, I thought, was had to win.
That one's deep.
That's wild.
That's good.
That is like, that's just so wild. I can't even.
So that was
can't
our
imagine
crazy mom stories for 2018. I can't wait for next year.
Wow. I know. They only get better.
Robert, thank
Let's
you.
Let's hope they listen to this and they tone down.
You know, I was.
I hope not. I want some more.
Or just keep being crazy. It's okay.
I don't know how the owners. I know as a mom dealing with crazy moms, it's just really not, you know, just kind of walking away and mm-hmm. not engaging. But I don't know how the owners do. Was I joking with you that I think there should be like a you know, dark web registry where we put all the crazy moms?
Oh, yeah.
They all have the same pattern. They leave gyms like year after year, you know, not all of them, but you know what I'm saying? A few of them.
Poor things.
I always feel sorry for the girls.
Right. Girls, and boys.
Girls and boys, if you're listening to this and you might suspect that your mom is a crazy cheer mom.
Call us at 1-800. No,
call Robert. and he will help you through it. All kidding aside, these are extreme cases. I think most moms just love their daughters and love seeing them do something that they love to do. I'm going to stick with that story. Yes.
Yeah.
I like the way
just
you
find
did.
The good in them. Because every crazy cheer
we
mom,
have to be
there
positive
is a passionate
somewhere.
Heart.
And don't bring your guns to the gym.
Pretty please.
Yeah.
Pretty please.
So, Robert, I'm just going to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to shoot you off to Marcus for some rapid fire. But what do you see? How do you see the future of cheerleading? Like, if you had a magic wand, you touched on it being maybe more professional. What would you like to see this industry evolve into?
I don't really think I would change anything. I enjoy just watching it grow, because just in the past 3 to 5 years, it's evolved so much just on its own. But what I wouldn't take a wand and do anything just yet. I would wait until I feel like it was at a static point and like it wasn't changing. Then I might change something. But right now, I think it's changing enough on its own and in a good way. So with the Olympics being a major topic of cheerleading, I think this is my point of view. I see them doing the Olympic cheerleading kind of as a separate sport than all-star cheerleading. I see it more like acro and tumbling, where they go out and do one little section. So say there's 20 people in the Olympic team. The top 6 people would go out on the floor and performed one synchronized tumble pass together, something in that manner or any other way. But it would be one pass at a time, one stunt at a time, like just because that's the only way they could really regulate it and really take a slow-mo camera, find every single flaw. To have a 2.5-minute routine go on back to back to back at the Olympics, it's just – that's not realistic. You're not going to find every single flaw. You're going to have to take 20 minutes in between each performance, even more maybe, just to dissect the routine down and find every little detail that went wrong, rather than if it's just – you know, your 2 best stunt groups going out and doing the same stunt synchronized, you could get all angles of that with a camera with those 2 stunt groups and really dissect it down and find every issue, whether it was a grip going wrong, whether the knee wasn't fully locked out or the bases didn't extend all the way through their shoulders, something like that. You could find those deductions a lot easier than trying to find it in 36 athletes. That's just insane to me. So I see it kind of separating out. So there will be, you know, high school cheer, rec cheer, you know, all-star cheer, and then Olympic cheer. I see it really going in that direction. And the all-star cheer will be the glitz, the glam, the hair, the sparkles, the makeup, the fun, the performing arts, more of a performing artistic sport. And then the Olympic cheering would be more of the acrobatic and tumbling. It would be a different structure, I think.
Wouldn't have the glitter in the no.
I don't see that being in the Olympics. No. Maybe a touch, but the slightest bit. I think all-star cheerleading is the glitz and glam. It's all-star.
So you know,
all-star.
So like enough.
Robert for president. I'm down. I follow it. I'm here. I'm right here with you.
I just think it will keep it separate.
It wouldn't be like you know, ice skating. You know how it has the artistic and the mm-hmm. You know, the athleticism about it. What you don't think that cheerleading would fall under the like artistic ability of judging?
Maybe. There's just so many ways they could do it. I could see it maybe for like the all girls, but I think for co-ed it would definitely have to be more collegiate and more traditional. Like, but I can see maybe an artistic style with like a ice skating and a little bit of rhinestones for the all girls. I'm curious to see. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to really change anything. I'm here to watch it happen.
And yeah.
Just let it happen the way it's going to happen.
Yeah. They'll figure it out. I always saw it kind of going to the Olympics sort of like a cross between gymnastics and ice skating.
Ice skating.
Like
yeah.
Somewhere in between.
I used to cheer with a girl that goes to school in Texas for she does compete on the acro team, and I totally see. I've seen like some of her videos like on Facebook or wherever, and that's exactly what it's like. Everybody like performs like one synchronized tumbling pass, and I'll tell you, that team is like beautiful. And then they do like I don't want to say like a full-on like college pyramid, but people standing on top of each other and like making that picture and then coming down like really clean and like no moving at all. And that's where I see it. And Robert, you just brought that. You just like,
that was the light
bulbed me, and that was good. I totally see that. That's exactly when cheerleading, because it's going to happen, makes it to the Olympics. That's exactly what it's going to be like. And I dig it. It is more collegiate, but I totally dig it.
Is there cheer music?
I don't even think there would be music.
I don't think there would be.
No.
Just maybe like a ding. So like you have this amount of time.
Maybe like gymnastics, how it's more of the contemporary kind of music.
Yeah, no lyrics.
It's going to be like the artistic style, like gymnastics and ice skating. Maybe a short little 20-second routine of just stunting with some, you know, contemporary music, Beethoven playing, I don't know.
And the costumes. Oh, I hope the pageantry doesn't get lost. But, I mean, who knows? No,
that's the all-star cheerleading.
That's the all-star. No, but I know, yes. In the Olympics. I know I said last question. I have one more. I saw something. I think it was on our Instagram. Someone saying that they wish there was an all-male.
I would love that.
Why isn't there?
That would be amazing.
Well, you know what? I've been doing this since I was 12. So
is there just not enough of you guys to make it competitive?
There's totally enough.
Top Gun has more guys on large co-ed. It has more guys on their team than girls, I feel like.
So why isn't it a thing?
I have no idea.
I don't know. And I would love to be back right flyer on one of them.
Right? That's all.
Back right corner.
I've always wanted to be the middle girl in the pyramid.
Just give me some show
and goes.
I wonder what that is. And that's the thing is, I still don't know who to ask those questions to.
But I have seen, it's been done before.
Yeah. I've seen one or two teams that's done an all-male team, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I've only seen one, and I remember seeing them at Cheer Sport like years ago, and like it was pretty good.
We don't know why this isn't a thing.
No, I'm about it. Any guys want to be on like an all guy team? Holler at me. Marcus@cheerbomb.com.
Every male cheerleader we've had on would want to be on.
I am down. Robert, you down?
I'm so down. Like, DM me, tell me where tryouts are at. I'll be there.
Okay. I feel like it'd have to be central. We have to go to, like, Kansas or something. And I'm cool.
It'll probably end up being in cheer athletics. Let's be real.
Well, you know what? You are right.
Oh, let's... All right. What do you... Because I know you have your favorite, and that's absolutely understandable. I keep saying last question. I lie. I'm a pathological cheer mom.
No, in cheerleading, it's always the last time. One more time.
We had this question for Jimbo, and he answered it, I thought, brilliantly. But we haven't really asked it before, and it comes up. Where do you see the mega gyms dominating forever? Do you see it ebbing and flowing? Do you see them, you know, buying up all the smaller gyms? This comes up in a lot in our advice stuff. I think we've kind of landed on there's room for everyone and Cinderella stories.
Yeah, there's enough business for everyone. It's the big gyms will always be competing against the big gyms. And then that's why the whole entire D2 gym was, or the D2 division was created, was for all of the smaller gyms. I don't think that they will ever outrule and buy out every gym, because there's a new gym popping up every year.
Yeah. Literally.
And I think, I think the Cinderella story can come from anywhere. You know, it's that gym that starts out and, you know, knocks out all the big gyms and gets there.
It could happen.
All right, I'm going to throw you over. Robert, thank you so much. He's going to just ask you some fun 1-minute questions of rapid fire so our audience can learn more about you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Okay, so we're going to start off super easy. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food, In-N-Out, burgers and animal-style fries with a strawberry vanilla milkshake.
Every time. Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? See, I'm not really a big TV person, but let me see. Picking a TV show, oh my gosh. I used to watch like Jersey Shore. I used to watch, I don't know, when I'm watching TV, it's usually a documentary, like on Discovery, on National Geographic, something that's educational.
Good. Give them some brains.
Yes, but I was in love with SpongeBob growing up. I watched him like every single day. Yes, I love SpongeBob.
I'm getting crazy. Who do you think is going to win large co-ed at Worlds?
Large co-ed. Oh my gosh. Large co-ed. I would love for Steel to win. I want Steel to win so bad.
Right, right.
Yes. But Top Gun, like, duh, like they're so good as well. But I would just love to see Steel win.
Okay, I'm give it to you. Who's gonna win small co-ed?
Smoed.
Duh.
Smoed. They're winning.
Large all girl.
Large all girl. Let me tap into my memories from the large all girl division. Let's see. Senior elite. I mean, they can stunt. They can stunt. I mean, it's wild. But I would love if Senior Elite won. I would love if Panthers won. I would totally support if, like, I don't... Wait, is Super Seniors, are they medium or are they large?
Are they medium?
Did they go back to medium? They swapped. They swapped back and forth.
Do you believe in the NCAA curse?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I do believe in the NCAA.
Panthers. So... to give them my girls. And small senior all girl.
Small all girl. I mean, Lady Bullets is like, that's a biased one. Like, I would love to see them win. Small senior X. Oh my God, they're so good. But Woodlands.
Right.
But Woodlands. Oh, I can't choose.
I'm telling you, Caroline is my everything. But SSX is, they've been killing it all year.
I love so many teams. Like, oh my God.
So if you're listening to this, we're
whichever one hits, honestly, whichever one hits the cleanest, the best, with all their chest up after they're tumbling, their feet together, pointed toes. I would love if it could be a 10-way tie, but ladies, let's get real. It's going to get down to whoever can execute those skills the best.
It's going to be like that thousandth of a point. I believe it.
Always.
Well, we wish them all the best. Yes. Good luck. So good luck, everyone. And thank you so much, Robert, for everything you've done and
this
coming
is so
on.
Awesome. I had so much fun.
And
of course,
good luck with the cheer journal. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yes.
And I know that my daughter is going to be asking me for one.
For a couple.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun on here. If you guys ever need me again to just, if you need somebody to talk to about cheerleading, call me, text me, call me, baby, if you want to help
them. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll try to run it. We're going to be trying because I'm the writer. We're going to try next season to do more live audience podcasts. So we would love to have you on one of those panels.
Yes.
With us at one of the big competitions. So
for sure. That'd be awesome.
We will check you out. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. How exciting was that?
He's so awesome.
Have you, if you could bottle up his energy
and sell it,
he'd be a billionaire. Just high energy, high energy. Again, utterly grateful, just utterly grateful. Every guest
has been awesome.
Every guest has been awesome.
Like, I could literally talk to every single one of them for like days.
You know, we're going to promote the heck out of this the next 3 weekends, right?
Yes.
We're going to try to get everyone to know about us.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, if you're listening to my words right now, find a cheerleader who has not listened to our podcast.
Yes.
Tell them about it right now. No, and it sounded really abrasive.
There's going to be a whole bunch of countries this weekend.
Yes. I saw that China landed at Worlds and they were super excited. So I saw that. So that was cool. No, seriously, rate, review, subscribe for the podcast, please. This is a labor of love.
Yes.
We love everyone that downloads and we really, really, truly appreciate it. Our May challenge, cheer bomb joy.
Joy. What brings you joy?
Brings me joy. I know that I'm supposed to say my children right off the bat. But actually, that's not the first thing. Being outside, sun,
yes,
nature brings me joy. My children's laughter brings me joy.
Isn't that the best sound ever, though?
It is.
Like when I come into Tiny Tumble and they're just like a giggling.
Oh,
and
what brings you joy?
Yeah, coming to the, like, I know this sound like so cliche. He's a cheerleading coach. He's supposed to say that. But literally, coming to my gym, Cheer Infinity All-Stars, it is my happy place. It brings me so much joy. And to see, like, kids, like, get new skills or, like, even, like, my Tiny Tumbles when they do, like, a forward roll and they're like, Coach Marcus, I stood up. And I'm like, oh. And I want to, like, literally cry because they're that excited. I love it so much.
Well, hopefully we'll have a lot of people participating in the May Challenge. Facebook, Instagram, sign up for email notifications. That's huge. And thank you. Just thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
So the quote I picked, this one I picked actually, you know, aside from a lot of Dear Marcus's and Marisol's about tryouts,
mm-hmm.
One of our podcasts, I think it was the Ryan Cummings one, we did the Mean Mom, not Mean Moms, Mean Girls.
Yes.
Okay. Was that the right one? I think so. We got a few responses to that, not so much for advice, but people that could relate to mm-hmm. it on a lot of different levels. So that's where I got this quote. You can't change how people treat you, what they say about you. All you can do is change how you react to it. Gandhi.
He is so right.
You thought I was going to be a woman, didn't you?
I kind of did.
Through in a man. It is true. It is true. You can't control other people.
No.
You can't even control your children, can't control your parents, can't control, only control yourself.
That's
and
beautiful.
You are all worth it, and you're all worth everything in love. So
yes.
Everyone, have the best worlds.
Please, 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 no injuries. As soon as you get off that floor, zip up that bubble, do not get hurt. I say that to my kids all the time. And then I'll get a text message. It's like, I jumped off a boat and hurt my ankle.
I just want to give one last shout out to Posh Pony and Bose and to all our wonderful people who have helped us along the way.
Yes. And one more shout out to Allie and Mitchell. If you see them, seriously, go attack them and take so many pictures with them. I'm living through them because I will be at my own tryouts this weekend, so please go attack them without hurting them because they still have to compete.
Bye, Marcus.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and be sure to subscribe and review the podcast and by all means, tell all your friends. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
Huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
Hurry into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.